Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Underhood Show presented by Mel Hamilton Ford. My name is Phil Nightingale, and we got Nick Bowman hanging out with me today.
Good morning, Phil.
How are you?
I'm tired. How about you?
Well, I'd like to say what I want to say, but I can't on the air. But yes, I'm tired too from that part. But, you know, let's just say it. You know, Josh helped us very good last night, and he didn't get home till real late last night taking care of our dirt guy over at Salt City Racing last night. But let's get the elephant out of the room. Salt City Racing last night was fun.
It was awesome.
It was a great time over there. If you missed it, sorry that you missed the racing at Salt City Racing at the fairgrounds yesterday, last night. I tell you, Nick, I had a goal of 60 cars. We got 65. Crowds were great. Mm-hmm. The crowd was fun. The announcers did a great job. Everybody did a great job. Kyler Fetters did a great job running that show. We got out of there, I think, at 10:45 with five classes.
Yeah.
Okay. The drivers were fantastic. I think they all liked the racing. And, you know, when we raced there in July, it was a what we call a one-lane, tire-eating, rubber-down dude. And we had probably the best track I've seen over there in years.
Oh, yeah.
Mike Van Genderen did a super job on that track.
Man, he did.
And, I looked at all the tires coming off the features. Yeah, there were some hot tires, but no one blistered. No one did anything on those tires.
No, the tire wear looked really good. And I mean, you know, I was really, kind of focused in on the sprint car tires, what they looked like. And, you know, they didn't, I didn't see any tire blisters, you know, I mean, just normal tire wear, you know, temps were good. And just, it was great there. You know, there were some spots on the racetrack that, you know, started to get black and, you know, I'd kind of go over there on my golf cart, you know, thinking, you know, and I hope, you know, a little spot of rubber is not starting to poke through or whatever. But, you know, it was just glass slick, you know, I could almost see my reflection in it. And, Mike did an awesome job with the track and Kyler and then just everybody that came out and put in time and effort to get this deal going. And just, you know, few small hiccups, few little things that we need to address and work on for the next one. But I mean, all in all, just awesome effort by everybody and amazing, amazing show.
Well, and again, let's go to, we thanking Kyler, but boy, his crew. Oh, Kyler, man. You put together a second to none crew there in Dodge City that you brought your crew to us last night. And can't thank you enough for that crew. They're fantastic to work with. And they understand one thing. We're there to put on a show. We're there to make a good race. We're make things fly and everything else like that. But like you said, we got a few kinks we got to work out. We will be better next time. Every week we're going to get better at doing that. But if you missed the show, you missed a show. It was if you love dirt racing, it was a great time over there. You need to come watch the next race, which is May 24th.
Yep.
And from that part. So, first of all, let's get this show kicked off better. I had to get the elephant out of the room about Salt City Racing last night because this was such a huge success. But anyway, this is a call-in show is what this is supposed to be. Josh is supposed to be sitting here, but Josh did a lot of work late last night for us, helping us out with everything, too. So I told him to sleep in a little bit this morning.
I'm going to do my best Josh Proffitt impression today.
Are you? Okay. So anyway, it's a call-in show, 316-462-3673. That comes right to the front desk. Again, if you want to talk about Salt City Racing last night, we'll take the call. But every caller gets a great package valued at over $130 for each and every caller. And basically, it's our works package.
That's right. Works package.
What's the works package? That's oil change.
I'm getting there.
Tire oil rotation. Change,
tire rotation. nitrogen fill for your tires.
Yes.
You get a BG products package with CF5 and MOA.
Oh, 44K.
44K. CF5 and 44K. You get $10 in Ford Pass rewards, and you get $10 to Mel's Diner, so you can enjoy something to eat or drink while you are here. What did I forget?
I don't know. I think that's it.
I think that's
the works package. $10 to Mel Diner, $10 on reward, BG products. I think we're missing something, but who knows? But anyway, it's a great package.
It is. It's pretty awesome.
And for each and every caller, so just call in the show, whatever you got to talk about. You want to talk about anything in the automobile world? You really want to talk about what's wrong with your car? You don't understand? Want some help with that? I can help you with that. Anything in automobile world, Salt City Racing, you want to talk about that? I'd love to hear from you. 316-462-3673. That comes right to the front desk. Tell the girls you want to get Passion of the Podcast. We'll get the phone up here and get you on the air, and then we'll mail that package out to you as we go through that. So, Jeremy Kane, sorry I had to miss the race. I had a high school thing for my son. I'll be there next race the rest of the year. I get it, buddy.
Yep, 100%.
No problem at all, Jeremy. Family comes first in that kind of situation. I had a lot of people tell me that same thing, too. And I know school's still in session, but the next time, hopefully, school will be out by May 24th. We'll be all right on those situations, too. Morning, Delbert. Thanks for tuning in. So anyway, once again, it was a huge success last night out at Salt City Racing. Can't thank everybody enough for that. You know what? Let's real quick, you know, because these people here need some love.
Absolutely. Couldn't have done it without all these people on here.
Anyway, Mike Van Genderen, man, that guy is unbelievable what he can do with dirt and how he preps that track. And I tell you, Nick, I rolled in there at 1 o'clock yesterday and I thought, oh, no, 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 no. But you know what? He looked at me and said, we're good. We're good. We're good. And he was good.
He was good.
He knew exactly what to do and how to handle it and everything else too from that part. Murphy Tractor and Equipment, Curtis and Dan over there, you guys, those guys bring us the second to none equipment. We could not do without their equipment from that part to make things happen, from that big grader to the sheet's foot and everything else too. So Curtis and Dan, thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. John and Ross Richardson, Richardson Brothers Constructions, have come up that big old green tractor that Josh is running around in there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And everything else too. And all the partnerships they've helped us with at Richardson Brothers Constructions. Ox Materials and Andale Concrete and Evans Building, those guys helped us with the walls, getting those panels ready to go. We got a lot of extra panels laying around now, so we're ready to go for that. Hempel Oil helping us out with some fuel. Phoenix Recovery brought out their wrecker last night. We'll have to thank them for coming out and get them more, a little bit more involved and everything else. Yep. Next time
we're they were a big help.
That part. BG Products, again, that's a great partnership we have here with Mel, but they brought several people out last night and enjoyed the races. So thank you guys. And a great, just great partnership with BG Products. Construction Rental. My God, those lights they brought out and that telehandler. Man, we can't though. So, Construction Rental is out of Salina. They're building a building in Hutchinson and then moving, their office, moving another building to Hutch. So welcome to Hutchinson Construction Rental. Agri Center, man. Can't tell you how many steps they saved me with that side by side. Oh,
man, those are some awesome side by sides, too. Them Can-Ams, wow.
Yeah, so Agri Center, thank you for stepping up there. Zener Electric, Cody was out there all night with us, making sure the lights stayed on and we had everything ready to go from that part. And then that great water truck from United Rentals. Those guys from United Rentals stepped up and gave us a huge water truck that's been fantastic. And then Can-Equip stepped up and gave us a farm tractor that Mike even said was a great packer. Of course, it was a little bit, it was a big tractor.
That is a big tractor, a big tractor.
Yeah. So anyway, let's go over to the chat line here real quick. The first time I had a car in Hutch in years, track was really good. We just had a $10 part fill. Man, Todd, sorry about that. I wish that's all my failure was.
Oh, man, yeah.
I spun that part, too. I would have come, but this is intending weather situation made. We have to, yeah, I know this weather. There's weather flying around everywhere from that part. David, what was the fan count? We'll get a final total and everything after we total up everything from there. But we had over 2,500 people sitting in the stands from that part. So thank you for that question, because that was a great comment and stuff, too. I was in Wichita yesterday. Hutch isn't that much further, but there was there. Yeah, I know, Delbert. The weather has been crazy flying around everywhere from that part, too. So, anyway, there's our list of our sponsors, of everybody that helped us put that track on, race on last night. And, again, there's so many people to thank and all that kind of stuff, too. So, appreciate it, too. Brock, any plans for backstretch seating and platform for the cruise? And, you know, I know that's one of the negatives we have. And let's go through that a minute, what's happened there, too. I originally intentionally wanted to pit in the infield. But after getting with our insurance, now we got a blurry camera again, and one of us has got to step up here and stand up and focus the camera. Okay, that didn't fix us. Our blurry camera. We'll get the camera working here in just a minute. But anyway, Brock, to answer your question, I wanted to pit in the infield. And I've been dotting our I's, crossing our T's and everything to protect everybody, stuff like that. And when we got with the insurance, this drives me crazy, Nick, why we can't focus a camera. There we go.
There we go.
To protect everybody and that sort of thing, too. So the insurance company said, absolutely no way can we pit in that infield. They saw some pictures of earlier races and almost didn't want to insure us for that. So we had to figure out an easy way to go. if we were going to pit over on the west side, it was going to take a lot of dollars from the fairground maintenance people to put a fence up and down each and every week. So it was better that we just went over to the backside and pitted over there. So we'll work on that. But I want everybody to understand, we've got to get through this first year and show the fair board that they voted correctly to race and why we need to race in Hutchinson. And then after that, Brock, then we can go and do a lot of different things and a lot of different stuff to help that. I know that's kind of a pain to get around to go watch the heat races from that part. I just can't fix that situation just yet. If I had a longer contract or something that I could invest some more money in something like that, then that would be the way to go. But for right now, we need to, everybody's going to have to just fill the stands, fill the pits, and keep this thing going so we can come back in October and we can go and vote and say, yes, it's the right thing to do and the right thing to keep. And let's get us a long contract. And then everybody, we have got a list a mile long of everything we want to do over there in Hutch. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah. Mile long. So there's so much opportunity for so many different things over there. And like you said, we just need to get through this first year and get us a longer contract. And then we can really take off.
Okay. Rick England, enjoy the races. Great track for sure. Would like to change the music. I get it. We're working on that too. That wireless mic didn't work very well on down on the stage. And that's one of the things I talked about. We're going to get with our sound people this week and figure out how we can make that a little bit better and stuff like that. I know it didn't sound very good up there, different times and stuff like that. So apologize for that. Just another one thing that's on our list that we're going to work on to help make things get done. Tom Nero, well done, guys. Thank you, Tom.
Thank you.
Brandon Barnard took the entire family last night. We had a great time. It's very special to share racing with my kids as my father did when me and my dad and him. Okay. Yeah. Brandon, you're exactly right. That's what this is about. It's a family fun. The times that I got to go up on the stage and see the crowds and stuff, it looked like the crowd was having a great time and everything from that part too. So, thank you. Brock, thanks guys. Good show last night. Yeah. And I appreciate that too. We got out there. I said 10:30, but I was going to be okay with 11, but I think it was 10:47. I think when that last feature dropped. Yeah. For you people sitting in the stands, we want to have a great show for that part.
100%.
You don't want to wear everybody out from that part either. Darren, track was great. Racing was great. Thanks. Yeah. I tell you, like Nick, what'd you say about the track?
It's the best racetrack I've seen there in forever. And I can't remember. Excuse me. I can't remember ever seeing the cars running up high enough to cover the wall with dirt and having to go out there and scrape it.
Yeah, I tell you, it was when I might come over and grab me and I said, look at that. You better go get your scrapers out. I thought, yeah, you know, we're going to have to because
that was some shovels.
I tell you what, the best pass that I saw, and I'm sure there was a lot of great passes out there last night, was Jeremy Campbell in that 51 sprint car when he went high and went around I can't keep track of all those numbers, but that's one of the best passes I loved last night. But I know there's a lot more than everybody. I couldn't watch every race, every lap, everything that was going on over there.
He drove it off in there and ripped the lip, and I held my breath.
But yeah, it was fantastic to watch. The little bit that I did get to watch and stuff from that part for everything else going on in the track. But it was really fun to watch that. And like I said, I'm sure there's a lot more passes and everything else too. I did go down and look at the tires after every feature. And, the tires were hot like they're supposed to be. But we didn't burn off any tires. From that part, from everything else too, I was worried on the sprint cars, as hard as they were running, that we would, but they were not blistered off. Great. They weren't more burn up or anything else like that too. So we got until May 24th, the next race, we're going to keep working on that racetrack. And, like I said, hot laps, I was getting a little nervous there too.
Yeah.
It was, I thought, here we go. But nope. Mike there. I'm going to be a little nervous on May 24th, not having Mike there. I'm going to tell you that.
Yeah. But, yeah. But he's left us a great piece to get going with, and he's given us all of his knowledge and what to do to it and how to keep it going, and I'm pretty confident that we'll be just fine.
Anyway, I watched some of the videos last night, and racing looked great, and the grandstands looked pretty much full. Great job, Phil and crew, for great racing. And we're just getting started. Okay, this was a great opening night. I hope that. We'll keep improving everything. We're going to have meetings this week and talk about what we can do better, what we did good, and how to keep improving this event for you as a fan, you as a racer. And I think we come through with when we said we was going to have a great race track for the racers that didn't burn up a bunch of tires.
Yeah, we delivered, you know, like you said, you know, we went down and looked at all the tires after the feature in every division, and, you know, all the tire temps were good and the tire wear was good. And there was no issues whatsoever. So, I mean, everybody can bolt the same tires back on and go race somewhere tonight with no problem.
Okay. So then the next thing I'd like to talk about too, Charlie Griffin with the concessions over there. I was running so hard. I hope that everybody enjoyed his concessions. He did a great job on the back straightaway with a trailer back there too. And I went over to him because we needed a garden hose, and he took off and went and got us a garden hose and had it set up and ready to go to cool down some of the motors and stuff like that too. So Charlie Griffin and your crew, I didn't get a taste of any of your food, but I didn't hear any complaints either, so it must have been okay. So Charlie, thanks for taking care of us and feeding us and keeping us hydrated and everything else too. I did have a couple of my buddies tell me that the beer lines were long, so that's good from that part. So I hope everybody enjoyed that side of the deal. There was a little misunderstanding on concessions from a report from one of the media ports that I did. So Charlie and your crew, thanks for helping us with that, and thanks for taking care of the concessions and making everybody happy with that side too. So Daniel, thank you guys for all the efforts on getting this going. We had a great time watching.
Thank you.
Yep. Daniel, thank you very much too. Thanks for showing up. I mean, the other thing, I got a little nervous. I seen the crowd coming in. It was a little bit of lines and stuff like that, but that's exciting.
Yeah, it's exciting. You know, we had a group text going and like right at 7 o'clock, they were texting us saying there's still a 20-minute wait at the ticket window. And so I didn't believe them. I was like, there's no way. And I drove around there on the golf cart, and man, I couldn't believe what I saw. Just a line of people. So
yeah, me either. So we're going to work on some of that. We already been talking this morning before we went live on the show with Gus, our IT guy, what we can do differently, what we're going to do to speed that up, make that more efficient and everything else too. But again, we've got things to improve on, and we're going to keep intending to improve to keep that fan experience going. Great. The driver experience, great. But again, the drivers that come out last night, I tell you, everybody was excited. Everybody was pumped from that part. We were some great racing in there from that part. I don't think we hurt too many cars. I think we had a couple cars get in the wall, a couple places and stuff like that. But I don't think too many cars got tore up, which is also great. Most of the cars finished most of the features and that sort of thing too. I don't think we hurt a sprint car one. From that part, I think there were just a few cars in each class, stuff like that too. I tell you the other thing, that hobby stock class,
man, what a race.
Cody Williams, and I can't think of that second guy, 24 car. Mm-hmm. They put on a great race there for several laps from that part too, which is great to watch from that standpoint too. But all the races were fun. I wish I could just, that's all I wish I had time to do, is watch every lap and every race and all that stuff too, to watch everybody go. But boy, there was some great passing. There were some great lanes. Like you said, Nick, have to go get them shovels out to get that dirt off that wall.
I know. We're going to have to figure out
how the last time was that was. They could have the shovels out to take the dirt off the walls.
Those Silver Crown cars in July, they're probably going to be running right up against it. So.
Yeah. Yes, Sheridan. We did have Josh driving around on the big green tractor. Hey, Mike, thanks for hanging out over at that gate. Mike was taking care of the gate on the north side of the grandstands to let the pit people in so they could watch the heat races and stuff like that too. So Mike, appreciate you guarding that gate. Hey, just appreciate everybody that came to help to put on the show and make it happen. But most importantly, thanks for the fans. Thanks for the drivers for showing up. And thanks for the City of Hutchinson and the surrounding communities, and we should probably figure out a way to figure out who came the furthest for the fans to watch.
I know, yeah. There's got to be a way to figure that out.
I know we can do it on the drivers for that stuff too. So a lot of people to thank, and again, to go through this race and stuff like that too. But it was just a great night. And I tell you, I was nervous, excited.
Mm-hmm.
But it turned out just fine.
Yeah, I know. I was like, I couldn't hardly sleep Thursday night because I was so nervous. And then I couldn't hardly sleep last night when I got home because I was so excited. So,
yeah. So anyway, I mean, everybody, it's a huge thank you from us all here. Kyler Fetters, what a show. Waiting for putting that show on to keep it going. Your crew, that he brought from Dodge City.
Great people. Awesome at what they do. Second to none.
Yeah. Gus taking care of our IT work over there was great from that part too. So it's Julie came over to help us keep that going. I'm sure I'm missing some people that helped us put this together, because it takes a lot of people to put this on and make it happen. You know, Jim Stanner, the vice president of IMCA, he came down last night to watch the show, and he was pumped about what was happening too. And of course, we had Super Dave.
We had Super Dave, yep.
Dave Brin from IMCA, the head tech guy there. And again, we had the Dodge City tech guy also there. So it's helping. Dave is training Alan. Alan, thank you. That's another one. I forgot to thank Alan Covert for helping be our tech guy. And he's learning everything from Dave. And Dave is doing a great job teaching us to how to do that. And I will tell you that I told him to be lenient last night. And I don't think we DQ'd anybody. We didn't do anything that kind of thing from that part, from that standpoint, too.
I think I heard there was one car in the heat race that was light on the scales, and that was it.
Okay. So.
But I could be wrong. That's just what I heard.
Delbert. Title for the new song, Josh on the Big Green Tractor.
I bet he'll like that too. He will like that.
Hey, it's a call-in show. I know we got a lot of chat lines coming up. If you want to call in and talk about Salt City Racing, again, anything ailing your car, whatever from that part, love to hear from you. 316-462-3673. Again, that's what this show's about. But me and Nick were sitting here. We decided, let's turn on Salt City. It was too much fun last night. Not to share this and have fun with everybody on that thing. So we all need to get tuned in for May 24th. And again, can you spit it off the top of your head? What are we racing on May 24th?
The same thing we ran last night. URSS Sprint Cars, Modifieds, Sport Mods Stock Cars, and Hobby Stocks IMCA.
So fantastic. So racers, get ready. We'll keep working on this racetrack from that part. We will keep things moving forward on the surface. We're going to work on a lot of things to make the fan experience even better and more fun again. That's the next thing I'll tell you. The two announcers that Kyler brought from Dodge City, those guys, I think they entertained the crowd. If somebody's watching and listening, if you put it in the chat line, what do you thought of the announcers and stuff? Love to hear from that part too. the little bit that I stood on the stage and heard them, thought they had the crowd kind of wound up pretty good and stuff like that too. But again, some great racing last night. Wasn't a one lane track. It wasn't rubbered down, teared up the racetrack tires the last time we raced on it from that part. So we'll keep improving that racetrack. Some people asked me, too, did we put any dirt on it?
We did not.
No, that's the same old dirt, sandy dirt, I guess, is what we should say. But I would love to have put in some other dirt on that track. But until we got a longer contract and stuff like that, that's a huge expense to go put some track on there, put some dirt on the track. From that part too. So Ryan Green, thank you guys for a great racetrack last night. Thank you. You're very welcome. Thanks for showing up. Thanks for being there from that part. You know, I went around on after the race was over, and I'm going to try to do this some more next time we get there, go over and greet the fans and stuff. But I was greeting them coming. I went over to pick up Nikki, who is our official scorer, to bring her around instead of having her walk. And the fans coming out of there were just happy to be there, excited to be there. You could tell they had a good time and stuff like that too. I just hope we'll keep working on making the experience better and more fun from that part. There's a lot of chat lines coming in, or comments coming in on Salt City Racing stuff. And trust me, we're looking at all those. We're watching those. We'll review those and keep improving that from that part too. What Jeremy Canab say?
I get a big birthday since May 24th is my birthday, and I'll be working. Absolutely.
Yeah. It's going to, I guess, big birthday. Oh, you want a big birthday cake?
Okay.
Well, maybe get you a cupcake or two. How about that? I'm kidding from that part, too. So, anyway. But anyway, once again, a great night, great kickoff at Salt City Racing. Everybody, please jump over on the Salt City Racing page and like it, so you can stay up to date on everything from that part. Knowing when we post, we're going to go live again Wednesday at 6 o'clock. We'll have more updates and things from that part of what's happening, where we're moving forward. By then, I'm sure we'll have several meetings I've done with the crew to help keep improving the situation and keep improving the racing and everything else over there too. And Bill Isenby, am I too far away?
Great show last night. Thank you, Bill. Brady says, yeah, man, the crowd was pretty electric compared to past races there. Yeah, it was. That's what a couple of times I heard them. They had the crowd going. I thought it was awesome.
Yeah.
Anthony asks, when is your next Friday night racing event? I never experienced a live race event. Well, it will be Friday, May the 24th, and you should absolutely come out. Jared, was a great night. My son and I loved getting out in the to a community event like this. Yeah, thank you, Jared, for coming out. It was definitely a great show.
Yep.
Jeremy, hey, just because I'm a small guy, no need to short me on the cake.
Didn't know you're short, Jeremy. No, I was kidding.
Gary Cornelison, had a blast with my Hutch Racing family. Great racing, great crowd. It was awesome hearing the crowd cheer. Yep. Thank you for coming out and taking pictures, Gary. Much appreciated.
Gary, that was great. Some pictures you had. And again, there are several picture people out there. Red was out there, and I think Jeff Millen was out there too. So everybody that came to take pictures, we need to have some great memorabilia for the drivers and that sort of thing. We'll have some more pictures posted up, sure, later on the page and stuff too. Dustin Frenny, what's he got?
I thought it was genuine to see you, Phil, walking the pits, greeting the racers and crew after the show. Great show, great turnout for the first show under your belt. Yeah, absolutely.
Now, Dustin, thanks for being there, buddy. And appreciate that very much from that part. So Anthony Smith's probably laughing at Jeremy's small cake, I imagine, too. So Tracy, what's Tracy got to say, Nick?
Announcers were good. Just couldn't hear them even when the mics were working towards turn four. But other than that, pretty good night.
Yeah, we're going to get with the sound people. And that's one thing that I noticed very well. What was funny about that, Nick, when me and Kyler were testing the mics, mid-afternoon, we were in the middle of the track, mm-hmm. and they were working. Mm-hmm. And then when we got up there on the stage to do the national anthem, oh, that's the next thing. Robert Calhoun, God, can he sing or what?
He did a really good job.
So, Robert, thank you for showing up to do that. You know, Greg Fast, the mayor, he came and addressed the crowds. So, Greg, thank you. Greg Fast, thank you for that. Taking the time out of your busy schedule, I know that you have, but to come out and be part of the racing event. From that part too. So Greg Fast, thank you for addressing the cow. But Robert Calhoun, man, he did a great job singing out there for everybody. He always does a great job and stuff too. So Robert, thank you for taking your time to come out and singing that great national anthem. So anyway, 316-462-3673. If you want to call in, a great price package, about over $130 just for a phone call. We got a lot of chat lines coming in, which is fantastic and great too. But just love to hear from you. And again, if you want to talk about something ailing your car or whatever, we can talk about that too. But it sounded like we got more excitement going on about what went on at Salt City Racing than we do about trying to fix your cars or help you understand what's going on with the cars in your driveway or whatever too. So 316-462-3673, $130 package in your mailbox just for calling up.
Just call us, you know.
Chat lines are great too. Love that too. But I'm trying to think whatever we left out there too.
Cody Williams just texted me and said we didn't get feature and heat win stickers, and that is something that we overlooked.
I know. I thought of the same thing.
So Cody, we will get you some win stickers, buddy.
Yeah, I thought of the same thing. There's a lot of things we could do to keep improving it and stuff too. So we, like I said, that's Monday morning is going to start some meetings with our crew and our staff. Talking about what we could do and everything else like, but Cody, I thought of the same thing. We should have had those, but again, it's kind of like running around all of a sudden. I've got a hot race car, and no water hose.
Yeah.
From that part too. So
Dustin asks, did you get a final attendance between the pits and the stands? So
not a exact total, but there was over 2,500 in the stands. I don't know if we haven't even looked at the pit.
No, we haven't, but I'm estimating it to be about 450. So the tickets and stuff come from so many different channels, and we have to run some reports to get those final numbers, but back of the envelope calculation, that's where we're at.
Yeah. So, I forgot to check my chat line coming over here too. Rob Gertz, hey, please give a big shout out to Abby Ray and Cake News for their reporting throughout this Holy Order and live coverage over the races last night. And that is very true. Abby Ray's done a great job. She's followed this thing all the way through from clear back in November when we first started this stuff. Also, KSN was out there too last night. Got to meet with those people too. But Abby Ray has done a fantastic job of keeping this addressed and keeping the community involved from that part. So, yes, very true. So, like I said, KSN was out there too. Hey, we got us a phone call. Hot dog.
Let's go.
Listen to the chat line. Let me get over here. And, oh, mercy. I haven't been watching at all. Okay. Sorry, everybody that's walking.
We've had some calls and we've missed them.
Yeah. So sorry about that, folks. I wasn't paying attention to my phone. Very sorry from that part. Too excited about talking about everybody else and answering these chat lines and stuff, too. So let's see if we've got Lowell, Eli, waiting still. And then we got Bill hanging on, and then hopefully Anthony Smith is still hanging on, too. So sorry about that, everybody. And we'll get to that here shortly. And my fault for not paying attention to my phone. Good morning. You're live with Under the Hood. Who do we got?
Good morning. My name is Lowell.
Hi, Lowell. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
You know, for a Saturday morning and running on, I should say, minutes of sleep and not hours of sleep, pretty good.
Pretty good.
So how's everything with Lowell?
Well, it'd be better if it rained, but
well,
other than that,
I think you might get some today.
Yeah.
Well, I hope so. We sure need some.
Yeah, I get it. I get it, too. Of course, I will tell you, we did a little rain day, prayed for rain, no rain yesterday, so we would be able to race and stuff, too. So maybe that held off some of the rain. I don't know.
Yeah, 100%.
So what's on Lowell's mind this morning?
I've got a 99 F-350 diesel.
Okay.
ABS light is on the dash.
Okay.
When I press the brake pedal, my dome light comes on. And then here recently, when you stop the pickup, the horn will honk.
Yeah. You've got, it's a 99, you said?
Yeah.
Yeah, you've got some wires pinched somewhere, is what you've got. They've rubbed together or whatever. And I'm going to tell you, the most likely spot of everything you're telling me is probably the driver's door, where that door opens and closes and those wires go through a loom through that door and they, you know, open and close and everything else from that part. That's the first place I would start looking for some pinched wires or rubbed through wires or whatever from that part, from what you're telling me. But it could be anywhere. But I'm just saying, you've got a couple wires that are rubbed together or grounded together or shorted or whatever, that's feeding these other circuits in there too. But back in the 90s, that was one of the common things, that as every time you open and close your door, those wires bend and move and they make, they rub together. And being as it's the age of that truck too, who knows, you could have had a couple broken in there and they just locked together, whatever.
They just rubbed the insulation off of them.
Yeah. But I tell you what I'll do, Lo, for calling in. I tell you what I'll do. I'll add a diagnostic onto your package too, for calling in, that we will, do a no charge diagnostic for you to tell you what's wrong with that truck and try to get something done there for you to help you. Okay.
Okay. That'd be great.
So anyway, thanks for calling. And sorry we kept you on the phone there too long. We're so excited about Salt City Racing and what went on over in Hutchinson last night too. So, and I wasn't paying attention to my phone, for very sorry. So thanks for hanging out with us.
You're fine. I was checking cows. So you're all right.
Thank you.
All right. We'll get that package out to you. Okay.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you, Lowell.
Bye.
Bye. Okay. So let's get Bill next on the phone. And then Anthony, hang tight. We'll get Bill here next and everything else too. What's Darren got up there? Oh, we got a couple more up there. What's Tom say?
It was a great time last night. Thank you for all that you have done.
Fantastic, son. And Darren.
Anybody that waited in the ticket line, I bought my tickets online in about 3 minutes or less and walked right in. Yep.
Okay. So yeah, Darren, thank you for doing that. And that's one of the things we were trying to do. And I get it. Everybody's got a different opinion on how they want to pay for tickets and do that thing. I'm going to go through the cashless thing for a minute. I just hope everybody understands that is strictly so I can go back to the fair board with proof of exactly how many people went through. And then here's the money in the bank. So there's no question whatsoever. And it's a bona fide reports. And it proves exactly what's went through that gate. That's why we're scanning the tickets and everything else like that, to have electronic reports to go back. Those of you that are upset with the cashless thing, I'm sorry, but understand this is what I need to do so we can prove to the fair board they voted correctly to keep racing, and we can put these reports and these numbers in their hands to show that this is why we need to keep racing in Hutchinson from that part. Ian, let's go to the phones. Is this Bill?
Yep, how you doing?
Hey, Bill, how are you, buddy?
Fine. Great show last night, man.
Well, I guess you made it over, huh?
Yeah, we made it. Was a great show. It was it's the best I've seen that track in many years. So
yeah,
you guys did a great job. I'm gonna congratulate your team on last night and good attendance and good show. So.
Well, we appreciate that. We appreciate you coming over from Wichita, I'm sure there's a lot of Wichita people that came over also too. But Bill, we've got a lot of things to still improve on to make it even better and better each and every week. But just again, got to thank all the fans, thank all the racers, thanks all the pit crew, all the teams and efforts, and then also the staff from Dodge City and everybody that helped put this on. But all those sponsors, we'll put them back up here again on the sponsors. Everybody helped us made it go. But I will tell you, Nick, I didn't see any unhappy racers. It was a great time to hand that money out to them at the end of the night.
Yep.
Got a few guys that we got to still get paid. I still got their money, but we'll get that money to them and stuff too. But Bill, I thought it was a great show and everything else too. So appreciate the call. Appreciate you coming over and everything else.
Got a quick question for you real quick.
Yeah.
On the A-post recall or the A-post recall cap recall on the Explorer, do you guys know when you're going to be getting those in? I had one last night on the way home starting to rattle pretty good.
Well, that's a great question. I don't know. I'm not up to date on that. If Josh was sitting here, he would know.
Yep.
But Josh was up a lot later than us last night, so I told him he could sleep in this morning. But Josh will know. So we'll have to get with Josh on Monday and see if we can get an update on that situation, because that's the first I've heard of it and everything else too. I used to stay on top of that stuff, but that's what I got Josh for.
That's right.
So.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's just, don't want to lose it. I know since we're getting ready to go to DC here in a couple of weeks. So going out there. So.
Yep. I get it. So,
Anyway, but Fred, just wanted to congratulate you on a great show last night. You guys were just, I raced over there years ago with my father-in-law, and it was just, I've never seen that track in that good a shape.
Yep. I have to agree with you.
Pretty sweet.
Have to agree with you too there, Bill.
So,
all right,
buddy. Anyway, you guys have a great weekend. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Bill.
Thanks.
Okay.
All right. So let's see, get Anthony through here real quick and get him on the phone. Get him up here and running real quick and stuff too. So we'll get Anthony on the phone, get him passed through. Sorry for hanging on there so long, Anthony. It was my fault for not paying attention to my phone. Anyway, get back to some of these other deals here. Make sure we're not missing anybody.
The High Plains Late Model Series commented and said, looking forward to bringing some Western Kansas and Colorado, Nebraska high-powered late models out in June. Yes, June 21st, High Plains Late Model Series. I cannot wait to watch a late model race on that track.
Okay, so when are they coming? Do we got that
number? June 21st.
Okay, so that's the big race. If that's the only one you can get to, July 21, 21st, right? Is that when they're coming? June
21st.
Yeah, my dates all mixed up.
And then the following month in July will be July 19th and 20th will be USAC Silver Crown.
Yeah. So anyway, I hope I went back through the Darren talking about the tickets and stuff too. But yeah, Darren, thank you for understanding. Grabbed the ticket, scanned it, and just went right through the deal. So I hope everybody now will maybe we'll get more people to go online and buy the tickets ahead of time to use those. To speed the process up line. Well, we are working on ways to figure out to get that line to go through faster. I mean, that was part of the conversation we was having with Gus, our IT guy, before we went live this morning on how we can improve that line and make it go faster. But I hated the wait, but I still loved the crowd. I thought it was great and everything else too. So we'll get those High Plains late models out here. That'll be fun too from that part. So let's see. We're still waiting on Anthony. Maybe Anthony got tired of waiting from that part. I'm not sure. So. Anyway, we'll just hang tight here for a minute, see if Anthony does get passed through or not.
How many people were actually there last night? About 2,500 in the stands and 450 in the pits. We don't have an exact final number yet because we have to run some reports because there's so many channels that tickets and pit passes come through. So, but that's our back of the envelope calculation.
So, great turnout. Great turnout. Just can't wait for more races and everything else too from that part to keep moving forward. Keep the chat lines coming for anything you got. We'd love to hear your ideas. Love to hear your things you'd like to see different and all that kind of stuff too. I think my biggest thing of the situation last night, got to work on the sound.
Yeah, we got to work on the sound.
Get those mics to work. And I don't know what happened. Like I said, me and Kyler are in the middle of the infield and it was working. Kyler started to sing. I said, no, stop. Stop. Okay, here we go. I think we got him. Well,
Anthony, you there?
Hello?
Yep, there you go. Anthony, you there, buddy?
Yeah.
How you doing, buddy?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Man, it's been a while. How you guys doing?
You know, fantastic.
Excellent.
Fantastic. I hear you talking about singing. You know, I've seen something flash across it. I have an event going on July the 19th. So I'm going to say that's my birthday. So I'm not going to come to that event wherever it's going to be at. But, you know, it's been a while since I brought my vehicle down here to get some service. And I have a Mazda. A 2016 Mazda CX-5, and I don't know if anybody else has this problem with your Mazda, but it's a strange little noise in there, and you hear it and it accelerates, like a small little rattling noise. It goes away, but it's just the fact that you hear it every now and then, and I was wondering if anybody else has that same problem, or maybe some of you guys could take a look at and tell me what that.
How many miles are on it? Is because,
about 138,000 miles.
Yeah. You know, noises are kind of tough to diagnose over the phone and stuff like that too, Anthony. But I tell you what I'm going to do just for you calling in the show. I want to add a diagnostic onto your package too, to where we will diagnose that noise for free. Okay. So on top of the $130 package, you're going to get a free diagnostic on top of that. Well, we'll take a look at that, because I got a couple ideas in my mind what's going on with that. You know, heat shield coming loose, or, you know, even clear down even to a wheel bearing or something, mm-hmm. to, you know, hard to tell.
Timing chain rattle or something.
Yeah, anything from that part. But I want to just put a diagnostic in your package so we can put one of our certified technicians that we can take a look at that and figure out exactly what's going on. Because the next thing is, if it's rattling now, it's going to do nothing but get worse. So we want to make sure we help you with that too, okay?
And, you know, speaking of people out there singing, how about I just bring my saxophone out there and do the national anthem for you?
Well.
Just tossing it out there.
All right.
Might be a possibility.
We'll kick that around for you, okay?
All right. You guys have a great weekend.
Hey,
you
thank
too.
You.
Thank you.
All right.
All right. 316-462-3673. In case anybody else wants to get on the chat line.
It's June 19th and 20th. June.
Yeah, that's my fault. I screwed that up.
June 21st will be a regular race with the late models, and July 19th and 20th will be the 100-lap USAC Silver Crown race.
Andy Rassoff, how many cars? We had 65 cars last night. My goal was 60. I said I'd be very happy with 60, but I would love more cars. But I think I will say this too. I think racers now see that the racetrack is good, and we'll have more cars as this builds and everything else too. I think our purse is very good. I think it's very competitive. I've had racers call me from Kansas City saying, is this really true? And I said, yeah, it sure is. So what else did I also have to say? My eyes aren't on as good as I can say.
Last night was absolutely phenomenal. Yes, it was.
It was a great night. And again, we just can't thank everybody that's helped us put this thing together. The crew from Dodge City, Kyler and his crew, everything else too. So it was really, really good. So Renee Ramsey, what does Renee have to say there, Nick? I can't.
Renee says, what a great job you all did last night. We had a blast. Thank you for coming out. Appreciate it.
Yep, exactly. So, you know, it's been fun. It's been exciting. It's going to be even more exciting as we build on this from that part, and keep working on that racetrack, keep working on our check-in periods, work on, you know, the other thing we talked about too is just getting the cars on off track. I think what we did was very good. I think we just need to work on exactly how we're going to do it.
Austin says, my dad was pouring beer. He's working in the beer garden. And he said he poured as much beer as a concert. That is awesome.
Sweet. Love it. I just love the crowds, love the excitement, love the positivity, I guess, is more than anything what's come out of this racetrack from that part. But please keep the comments coming, positive comments, negative comments, whatever. But we'd love to hear from you so we know how you're feeling, what you need, what we want to do to help you get better, and what we can do better at this racetrack to give the experience. I mean, that's my main thing, is give the experience to everybody too from that part. So.
We were looking for t-shirts.
I know, Renee. Another thing we talked about too. Lisa is working on some t-shirts and stuff like that too. I just want everybody to know we should have been working on this situation clear back in last year in October. We didn't get to start working on this situation. The Fair Board didn't get us approved till January. We couldn't start touching the racetrack until you know, March. So we were really behind the eight ball on a lot of things here to pull this off. And for this whole crew to jump in, I can't thank our crew enough to jump in and then to pull off this event like we did. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. 100%.
All right. Some more chat light coming up, Nick. You got to read it in my eyes.
Right. Session stand could be cheaper. Some of the prices were ridiculous.
All right. Well, John, appreciate that too. We'll let Charlie and his crew know that too from that part. But if they were pouring a lot of beer, they should understand we're kind of at that too. So, John, we'll definitely relay that over to Charlie and let him know what your comments and stuff on that too. But yeah, we'll work on some shirts. We're working on that too. Just so many things got. We wanted to make sure we had, number one, a great racing surface. Mm-hmm. And I think that got accomplished.
Yep.
And if anybody, we might have to get with Jim Petty and find out when he, if maybe, because he knows so much about that track. So much has been on going over there. And find out when maybe he knows the last time was when they had to get the shovels out to get the dirt off the wall.
I bet he does.
Because I'd like to know. Yeah. I know it's been a long, I've never seen anybody have to get the dirt off the wall like we would have had to last night since I've been racing over there.
No.
From that part. So. Like I said, it was a great time. I believe the racers all enjoyed it too, from that part. I think it was a great track and, didn't burn up the tires. It wasn't one lane groove, but I still can't go to that Jeremy Campbell. He launched that thing, you know, oh no, it's going to go in the wrong way. He sucked it around there and passed that guy. But again, racers, I'm not just standing out on Jeremy. I know there was a lot of great passes out there tonight. There was a lot of great racing stuff too. I just couldn't see everything. I didn't see all the stuff either, from that part. So, but just again, the crowd, everybody, thank you for coming. Thank you for sporting. But let's keep going so we can share this fair board that this was their right decision to race and keep that racetrack in Hutchinson and keep it moving like we need to. And we'll get some – these other races coming up. The next race, May 24th.
May 24th.
Exactly same classes as that. And then what's next?
And then June 21st is the High Plains Late Model Series and the IMCA classes again.
Okay. So, yeah, those late models, basically they're full-blown car with these big old tires on it so they can really fly through the corners and stuff.
Big old motors.
With those big old tires and stuff like that, too. July 19th and 20th, that's when the Silver Crown cars are coming. That's some big sprint car. They're longer wheelbase sprint cars. They only race on half-mile tracks, and they only race 7 times a year on dirt. Most of the time, they're on asphalt or concrete, whatever it might be from that part. But we're planning on putting out a 100-lap race that night, and I was talking to Mike about that. And he says it's going to take a lot of track prep to make that thing hold for 100 laps. And we know that, but we got plenty of time to get there to make that happen, too, from that standpoint also. So it'll be fun to see what we can pull off and everything else, too, from that standpoint on that 100-lapper on July 19th. So basically that Friday night we will run the Silver Crown cars will qualify that night, and we'll have three support classes to race that night. The second night they'll run their feature, but we'll also have three support classes. I remember that correctly?
Yep.
So that's like July. That. So August is what?
August.
Hang on. I got it here too.
Okay.
Got too many things on my mind.
Yeah. Same.
Next race is August. There it is. Third.
August 3rd.
And again, the High Plains Late Models will be back on August the 3rd, and along with the IMCA classes. And then we roll into September 20th, which will be our final point show for IMCA. Basically, IMCA points stop at the last Sunday of September. And again, we'll have the Rebel Sprint cars back in the full floors of those from that part. October, November dates to be determined from that part. We'll have, dependent on weather. I have a cancellation policy in the contract I have to pay. I asked for forgiveness for October, November from the fair board. Got told no. So we'll have dates determined as we move forward. This last year we could have raced all the way in December. We'll see how that goes and what that does from that part too. So that's our schedule. That's our stuff. Let's one more time throw up these great sponsors that have helped us get this together. Nick, Mike.
Mike, the man, Mike Van Genderen. He is the master of the dirt.
He's incredible on what he can see, what he does. Murphy Tractor Equipment, Cannon Dirt, Dan and Curtis over there, they're great gentlemen, great crew. Can't thank you enough for all the tractors and everything else, too. Richard Brothers Construction. I mean,
John Ross, awesome.
And then Josh on the big green tractor.
Oh yeah. I'm not going to sing it, but I'll sing it to him. A little embarrassing,
right? And then, of course, Ox Construction Materials and Andale Ready Mix and Evans Building went together. All three of those teams teamed up to help us get the concrete walls ready to go. I thought last night we might need a couple, but we didn't. So that was very good.
Yeah.
Hample Oil helped us out with some fuel. Phoenix Recovery shows up with the wreckers and stuff to help us there too. BG Products, again, a great partnership we have with those guys. And then Construction Rental. Did you get to drive that telehandler?
I didn't drive the telehandler, no. That's the one thing I didn't drive.
I got you. Anyway, Construction Rental, they're out of Salina. They're moving an office to Hutch, so that's why they're helping us out there too. They got us those lights on
and
the back
those street. Lights. Man, it's like you turn them things on, it's like the sun comes up.
Yeah, exactly. AgriCenter, thank you for taking the steps off me for last night. Those side-by-sides are great. Appreciate that very much. They also gave us a side-by-side we're sharing through Dodge City for the EMT and fire. So AgriCenter, thank you. Zener Electric, Cody and Dusty. Cody was out there all night last night, and I said, hey, Cody, you can go. I said, I want to make sure you're okay. but we had plenty of lights and everything else from Zener. Yep. Of course, the great red, green, and white, yellow trick or straight too. So on the flag
had
lights.
Had an issue with a couple of lights coming off of turn two that tripped and wouldn't come on, but Cody got her sorted out and got them going.
And then United Rentals, that great water truck, I think we're going to have to get two from them. I called them up yesterday afternoon and talked about the water trucks and where we're at there too. We still couldn't do it without those water trucks. And of course, Can Equip brought out that big old huge case tractor.
Yeah, I think it's nice.
And Mike said that was a great packer. So, very good there too. Okay, a few more comments coming over there on the chat line. Nick, help.
Racing Dirt. Congratulations to the MH Ford Salt City team. Look like a nice crowd, and we have a good crowd watching as well. Awesome. Can't wait to see those numbers.
That's the next thing I forgot about, getting the numbers from Racing Dirt, how that kind of went too from that part.
And then come on October, I got a super stock itching to get on that place. Well, stay tuned.
Dustin, we need to talk a little bit too about the super stocks. There's a couple other dates in there that might be able to throw those cars on there. Love to see if we can maybe work with you, figure that out there, Dustin, before October. Chris Pitts, I know, wants to get on. Hey, Chris drove the modified last night. I meant to try to find him last night and didn't see him after the race, see how he felt in that modified and everything. He drove William Nusser's modified from that part. So Dustin, we need to find out how that happened. So, yeah, let's go. We need to get together and figure out another date before October. I'd love to get those super stocks on that racetrack. I think they'd love this racing surface and talk about some double wide racing. They won't eat up any tires, as you can tell, Dustin. No. You were there. You saw how the tire wear was and stuff, too. So let's figure out another. There's some dates in there that work that you guys are off on other racetracks and stuff, too, because I do not want to double up on anybody's racetrack if you're racing or whatever either. So I'd love to help you with that part, too. So anyway.
All right.
I just got to say thank you to everybody. It's fantastic. It was great. Thank you to the crowd. Thanks for the racers. Thanks for the pit crews. Thanks for everybody that came to help it. Nick, can't thank you enough, too. We put a lot of hours in to make this go.
No, it's been a lot of fun. I was telling somebody that, you know, I've been in the racing business for a long time, and I've done about everything there is to do in the racing business, but be involved in racetrack operations. And I've learned so much these past couple of months. And, man, I just can't thank you and the team here for, you know, giving me yet another opportunity to learn and further what's going on.
Yep. So anyway, hey, everybody, we're going to tune in Wednesday night, 6:00. We'll truly have some more updates and things that's going to happen there too. Moving forward, May 24th is your next race. Get your tickets booked, jump on Salt City Racing, buy your tickets in advance to help save the time at the line. That one gentleman, I can't remember his name, said he just had his ticket. He bought it, scanned it, walked right on into the gate. He didn't have to go through the line and wait, but we're going to work on some other things on that too. We got a lot of things to work on, but once again, can't thank the crowd. Can't thank the whole entire city of Hutchinson, Reno County, and the touching cities around and whoever came to support that racetrack. All I got to say is thank you. Thank you to everybody. Nick, any last goes and comments we roll out?
Dustin says, go to bed, Nick. I'm going to sleep good tonight. I promise. Yeah.
Yeah. Dustin. Jake wants to go to Hayes and race. I hope it rains in Hayes from that part. So, and once again, everybody, thanks for watching. Thanks for all the great comments. Thanks for everything in that part. Jump on Salt City Racing. Get your ticket spot for the next race. Jump on the Facebook page. Like the page. Follow the page. Do whatever so you can keep up to date on all the updates and everything else too from that standpoint. What a great, fantastic night. from that part. And I'll tell you, Nick, the other thing is I was so tired. It took me a long time to get home. I drove the rig home and I didn't even go the speed limit. I don't think I could from that part.
I at least went the speed limit.
I don't think I did.
Yeah. It's been a long few days, but we got her done and it was a success. And yeah, like you said, thank you everybody for your support. All the crew, all the fans, all the racers, just couldn't do it without any of you. So. Nope.
Exactly. So stay tuned. Wednesday night, 6 o'clock, we'll give you some more updates and keep things house moving there forward. I bet Kyler's still over there in the racetrack in his motorhome asleep.
No, I guarantee you he is. Yeah.
From that part too. Well, maybe we can buzz over there and wake him up.
We might have to.
So again, thank everybody again. Appreciate everybody again. Let's keep supporting this racetrack. Let's make sure this fair board knows this was the right vote to keep that racetrack instead of tearing it out. And let's keep racing there for many, many years. Everybody have a great Saturday. Be safe. Hope these storms and everything doesn't do too much. Don't do any damage. We're all safe and everything else, too, from that part. So, everybody, have a great Saturday. We'll talk to you Wednesday night at 6 o'clock, and we'll talk to you on this show next Saturday, 9 a.m.